Okay. Earlier this year, I noticed in the new book section of the library, the Sefer Nezirus Bezman Hazeh. So I got very excited that we have a topic for Parshas Naso. Although a little bit disappointing because he doesn't really deal with the material I want him to deal with. The author doesn't even give me his first name. Aleph Einhorn, Yerushalayim Tavshin Ein Ches. There's only one Haskama from someone I'm not familiar with and doesn't really have any much more about it. But anyway, it's some material, and we'll touch on that a little bit. For those of you who might have attended a shiur I gave Shabbos afternoon, Parshas Matos, three or four years ago, might be a little bit of overlap, but we're going to go in a different direction than we did in that shiur. About 4 years ago, Erev Pesach-ish, I received an email at the Besdin that said as follows. Several years ago, I swore the vow of the Nazir and wanted to know the validity of this or the format for annulment. And then he goes on to write, I said, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamartal lehem isha isha ki yafli lindor nedr nazir lazir l'Hashem. I said this 4 years ago in Shmini Atzeres, and I have not cut my hair, nor gone near a body or a cemetery, nor touched anything of the grapevine. I live in the United States and would like to know the validity of my vow. He goes on, I assumed that it was for life. I was not wishing to be prideful. I wanted to humble myself, seeing the pain and suffering worldwide. I asked, how can I offer to God anything but my absolute best while I enjoy the fruit of joy in a world of hurt and pain? End quote. I was also drinking alcohol a bit excessively at the time. I mikvahed in a river, followed by a public declaration that I am endeavoring to take on the vow of the Nazir. I am a Nazir according to the Torah and its mitzvot. Then I quoted the Hebrew text. I have not intentionally ingested any grape product, though I might have accidentally once, and in fear of violation and conviction, I immediately vomited. Due to this oath, I missed two of my grandparents' funerals. So I had never gotten the Shiloh of that Naziris before. I'm sorry?
There's a sign of Einhorn.
But the first question is, he Jewish?
Yeah, so my first inclination was that this guy's probably not Jewish. But I spoke to him on the phone, and then I assumed even if he was Jewish, he's probably not mentally stable. But I spoke to him on the phone, and I got the impression that he is Jewish, and he kind of knew what he was doing, and he's like this Baal Jewish fellow in an out-of-town community. So I said, do you have a rabbi? Where do you live? And I called the rabbi, and the rabbi said, I was wondering why this guy never got a haircut in years. He said he started coming recently, long hair, so that kind of explained something to him. So we were able to facilitate a Hataras Nedarim for this fellow on the basis of Pesach and Charata, that had he realized at the time that the Torah doesn't really want us to become Nazirim, especially Bezman Hazeh, and there are certain ritual events in Judaism that do presuppose consumption of wine. So on the basis of Pesach and Charata, they did a Taras Nedar for him. I put the rabbi of this guy's community in touch with Rosh Hefter, because I didn't want to pass in the Zira Shilas on my own authority, and Rosh Hefter told him that they could do Hatar Sadarim on the basis of Pesach Charata. But that did trigger the question in my mind as to what is the status, and there's certain halachic issues that come up in terms of the details of how the Zirus would be applicable Bizman Hazeh, and that's what we'll talk about a little bit this evening. Thank you so much. Let's take a look first at the Rambam, the second page of the Marmakamos, Perek Beis Nezirus Halacha Kaf. The Rambam writes, Nezirus noheges b'fnei abayis v'shelo b'fnei abayis, l'fikach, mi shenadar b'nazir b'zman hazeh, hareza nazir la'olam. So Nezirus is noheg even b'zman hazeh, therefore someone who takes a neder Nezirus nowadays is a nazir la'olam, she'ein lo bayis k'dei she'yavi karbonosa b'mlos yimei nizro. If a person in Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Chayim is a nazir for a specified amount of time, then at the end of the period of Naziris he brings karbonos, and that's part of the Torah process. Absent the Beis HaMikdash and the possibility of bringing karbonos, then he defaults to a nazir olam, and the Naziris is forever. The Rambam is clear that Naziris is noheg Bizman Hazeh. The Radvaz points out, this is Mavurah from the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amud Beis, which you don't have in front of you, but you can take a look at the citation, the Radvaz here on the side of the Rambam. Mishnah in Nazir Lamed Beis Amud Beis tells us, Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, actually, this is before Beis Hillel Shamit. The Mishnah says, "Kishal Nazir Miragola Masa Beis Hamikdash Charev." So there was a period in time right after the Chorban where there were Nazirim who came to the Beis Hamikdash expecting to bring Karbanos, Bimlos, Yimei, Nizirusam, and they discovered the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. They couldn't bring Karbanos anymore. Amalehem Nachum Hamadi, Ilu Ayisem Yodim Shebeis Hamikdash Karev, Ayisem Nozrim. Had you known at the time that you took your Nedr Nazirus that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed by the time it was complete, would you have taken the Nedr Nazirus? Amru Lalo. Vitira Nachum Hamadi, said that he was Matir, Hataras Nazirus, Hataras Nadarim, on the basis of that Pesach. Ukeshabad Dar Yisal Chachamim, Amru called Shenazir Ashilachar Beis Hamikdash Nazir. The Chachamim said, supporting that psak, that anyone who took a neder naziris before the Beis Hamikdash was charev is a nazir. Anyone who took a neder naziris mishachar Beis Hamikdash, meaning, as Rashi explains, after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, not knowing that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so then you have already Pesach that he would never have taken the neder naziris had he known, and therefore he's not bound by that naziris. But the Ritvaz points out over here on the side of the Rambam, clear from this Mishnah, that if a person knows full well that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as by now everyone's heard that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and someone takes a Neder Naziris anyway, then the Naziris would be Chal, and absent the ability to bring Korbanos, it defaults to a Nazir Olam. Fine. So the Rambam is clear that Naziris is Chal B'Zman Hazeh. We'll see in a while, a little bit, that the Mechaber writes this way as well in Hilchos Nedarim. Then the Rambam goes on in Halacha Kaf Aleph. Ein Naziris no Heges Ela Beretz Yisrael. Naziris is only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. Umi Shenazar B'Chutz Laretz. If someone takes a neder Naziris in Chutz Laretz, Kosen Oso U'Mechayven Oso Lala Is Eretz Yisrael V'Lias Nazir Beretz Yisrael Kiminyan Ayamim Shenazar. So if someone takes a neder Naziris in Chol, we consent him, we force him to go to Eretz Yisrael and to start counting the Naziris anew. We'll get back to that in a few moments. Lefikach, mi shenadar b'zman hazeh b'chutz laretz, kofen oso lalos Eretz Yisrael, v'lios noeg sham Naziris, ad sheyamus, o ad sheyibana hamikdash, v'yavi karbonosa b'melos yimei nisa. Therefore, nowadays, if someone takes a neder Naziris in chutz laretz, we force him to go to Eretz Yisrael, and either he'll have to be a Nazir Olam, or if the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt earlier, he'll be able to bring Karbanos at that point. Okay? So the second Nekudah here in the Rambam, which we'll have to get back to shortly, is that Bizman Hazeh, if you take a Neder Naziris in Chutz Laretz, it's Chal, but we force you to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ravid, Amr Vam, Lama Kofen Asol Lalos Vilimnos, V'chiyei Sham Tara, V'alo Kulon Tumeyin Tumas Meis, V'en Kan Hefresh Ben Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Laretz, the Asir Lahazi B'chol Makam. So the Ravid has 2 points. Number one, he doesn't understand the need to go to Eretz Yisrael. And number two, the Ravid writes, Asir Lahazi B'chol Makam. Bottom line, nowadays, Naziris is not knowing. If one were to take a Neder Naziris, it might be Chal, but Asir Lahazi B'chol Makam. The Ravid, some indication of an Isser, there are ways you have to deal with it. But the Ravid says, black and white, Asir Lahazi Bizman Hazeh. The Kasavishal, the North of Kelmer, bother, why should that be? Why should there be such an Isser? Okay. But we seem to paskin against arriving at that Nakuda. We'll get to that to solve Nakuda shortly. But on the Usul has to be called Makam, so the North of Kelmer, the Rambam, find it difficult to understand why the Ravid paskins that way. And the fact that the Mechaber paskins, take a look in the Mar Makamas a few pages later, in Hilchas Nadarim, Simon Reish Lamites. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Yudeis, last page of the Mar Makamos, Amr Hareini Nazir, second to last page, Amr Hareini Nazir Chalush Neim and Sarach Lino Shtei Nazirus. So the Mechaber is talking about a case of a Neder Nazirus. And the Shach just points out here in Sif Kata and Kavches that Naziris is no a Bizman Hazeh. He writes towards the end of the short lines, Mikol Makam Pashut, Shen Naziris Chal B'chol Makam B'chol Zman, Because other Marmakamas in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber mentions Nazirus. The heart of the cost of Shara Dine Nazirus. So why isn't there a whole Simon in Shulchan Aruch, a whole section of Elchus Nazirus? Mishim Shatur, Vishar Poskim, Gagrin, Lakos Vasam. Presumably because it's not terribly relevant and not terribly Nogea. Okay, so what is this Machlokas Rambam Ravid about the need to go to Eretz Yisrael, and what's the Knas that the Rambam talks about that we constantly summon to go to Eretz Yisrael, and how do we pass on that Machlokas? Meaning, if we weren't able to be Matir, this guy is Nazirus, would we have forced him to make Aliyah and live out his life in Eretz Yisrael? So take a look back at the first page of the Mar Makamos, Nazir Daf Yates Amud Beis. Misha says, Misha Nazir Niziris Harbe, the Hishlim S Niziroso, so a person is no dear multiple Niziruses, the Achakach Bal Aris, and then he comes to Eretz as well. Beishami Omrim Nazir Shloshim Yom, Ubeisel Omrim Nazir Batchila. The Machloka Beishami Beiselel, do you have to restart the Nazirus? You have to restart all the Naziruses that you were known there. Ma'isa v'hilni amalka shahalach b'nala milchama v'amra im yavo b'nei min amilchama b'shalom hei nazira shavashanim u'ba b'nam min amilchama v'aisa nazira shavashanim v'sav shavashanim asa la'aretz v'ru beis hillel shetei nazira od shavashanim acheres. You have to start the clock again. U'v'sav shavashanim nitmeis v'nim seiz nazira esra me'achas shana. I review the license nazira al-arvus v'shana. Fine, so beis hillel holds that when you get to Eretz Yisrael, the clock starts again. And that seems to be, at least partially, where the Rambam is coming from. Now, what may be the pashtus in the Rambam, which some of the notes of Kalim explain, is that the consideration of having to go to Eretz Yisrael has to do with Tumas Eretz Amim. That there is a innate Tumah, albeit a Tumah Derabbanan, in Chutz Laaretz, and that Tumah is relevant not only for Kohanim, relevant for a Nazir as well. Right, that's what the Gemara explains a little bit later in the Sugya here, actually even the bottom here on New Testament base. That the Machlokas of Rishon Beis Hillel has to do with the scope of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, and that's a concern that because of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim that exists in Chutz Laaretz, we tell the Nazir that he has to go to Eretz Yisrael, because even though you're not going to be able to be mashlim in Naziris, there's no solution other than remaining in Nazir Olam, but at least we'll be able to save you from Tumas Eretz Amim. Meshech Chochma has a comment here in our Sedra, Parshas Naso, Perek Vav, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. He notes that we know that Shmuel was a Nazir. The Rambam writes that in Perek Gimel Halacha Tzayin, which we have here. Shmuel Haramasi Nazir Olam Haya. Lefikach Omer Harenik Shmuel Haramasi Kaben Chana Kaben Alkana Kamisha Shasaf Es Agag Begilgal. Any reference to Shmuel? V'chayosav Eilu Reith Nazir Olam. So Shmuel was a Nazir Olam. So the Meshech Chochma makes the following point. He says that Shmuel was a Nazir Olam. And we know that Nazirus that's kept in Chutz La'aretz doesn't count to the minyan Nazirus. So if a Nazir starts counting his Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz and goes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to start the count again. So based on that, the Meshech Chochma explains that that's why Shmuel never left Eretz Yisrael in any of the wars against the Plishtim. Shmuel remained in Eretz Yisrael. And when the people came to request a king, their A motivation for requesting a king was to have a king that could lead them into battle against their enemies outside of Eretz Yisrael. So because Shmuel was constrained due to the Tumas Eretz Amim ramifications for a Nazir, Shmuel wasn't able to leave Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted a king to lead them outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Meshech Chochma notes that historically, if the only reason that you can be knowing Nazirus Lechutz La'aretz, or it doesn't count, you have to restart the count when you get to Eretz Yisrael, because of Tumas Eretz Amim, Tumas Eretz Amim was only Nigzer later. So what's the Tumas Eretz Amim in the time of Shmuel Aramasi? The Meshech Chachma says, so the Meshech Chachma basically says that even though there wasn't yet Tumas Amim, still Shmuel only had to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kuberman in his footnotes explains that you see in the Meshech Chachma must be more than just Tumas Eretz Amim, that there's also some aspect of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael which requires that Naziris be Noheg Dafkin Eretz Yisrael, and even before the historical time where Tumas Eretz Amim was Nigzar, there was still this element of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael that was Mechayev Naziris in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Huttner, yeah.
Tumas Eretz Amim is because of the Ega, is because of the Meinoch, because of the Marvel. Yeah,
but the Zera was only was only later.
The reason right. One would be Choshesh
right.
existed.
So okay, you want to say that Shmuel, even though the Zera was a Nigzar, but at least Shmuel was Noe because of the concern.
The higher
maybe Sake. Right. Okay.
What was the Lashon that Chana said that she's going to be Shol Hashem?
Yeah.
So maybe if that was the Lashon. So right. Shol Hashem means in
Eretz Yisrael.
Because Misha Debachutla is
between the
Shalashan has to be Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe, okay. Rav Huttner makes a similar comment in his Torah Sanazir. The Torah Sanazir is Rav Huttner's Perish on the Ram Hilchot Naziris that he wrote at a very young age. I don't remember how young, but he was pretty young in Europe. So on this Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Kav Aleph, he points out that there's a Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara in Tmur Daf Yudalid. There the Gemara talks about Avshalom is also a Nazir. And the Gemara there says that Avshalom went to bring the sheep from Chevron. And Rabbeinu Gershom makes a comment that he had to have gone to Chevron, because otherwise, since he was known to the Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, it wouldn't have counted in Chutz La'aretz, so he dafka had to go to Eretz Yisrael so that the Naziris would count. So Rav Huttner is, by the way, the same problem. This is before the Gzeiros Tumas Amim. So if the only reason that Naziris has to be known to Eretz Yisrael is because of Tumas Eretz Amim, then why is that relevant to Avshalom? So he leaves that with the Tzarechi and Gadol. And he just notes that the Rambam doesn't actually say Tumas Eretz Amim when he quotes this halacha in halacha Kaf Aleph, in Beis Kaf Aleph. So the Gemara seems to indicate it's based on Tumas Amim. He just notes that the Rambam doesn't spell that out. So maybe there's something else at play, and the Meshech Chachma seems to be sensitive to this issue as well, whether you accept Rabbi Kuperman's analysis or not. The Shach, we turn back to the second to last page of the Marmar Kamos, the Shach that we started reading before. The Shach makes another Ha'ara. So take a look from the third long line. Meshach writes, "Mikol Makom Nira, Sharama Masmag Lo Kaarmi De Kofin Oso." The Smag also writes like the Rambam that you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Sharama Masmag Lo Kaarmi De Kofin Oso Lalos Ela Binazir Stam Mishum Tumas Eretz Amim. This din of Kofin Lalos Eretz Yisrael only applies to a Nazir Stam. Kedemashu Mekathim Mishne Sham. Aval bin Nader bin Naziris Shimshon, Kevin de Mutter bin Tumah, Rak de Aser b'Yayin v'Teglachas. A Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Metama L'Mesim. A Nazir Shimshon is not restrained by Tumah. He's only prohibited for b'Yayin v'Teglachas. So for such a Nazir, knowing Naziris b'Chutz Aretz. V'Lachach, L'Kosver, Ram V'Smag, Sham Din Zeh, Rak Kodim Din Naziris de Shimshon. So that's why the Rama only presents this halach of kofin before the Rama gets to Nazir Shimshon. It's only relevant for Nazir Olam, Stam Nazir. But it's not relevant to Nazir Shimshon because there's no concern of Tumah when it comes to Nazir Shimshon. The only reason to force him to go to Eretz Yisrael is because of Tumah. Niyu Mahani She'ela B'Naziros K'ma B'Nadarim. So he notes that Taras Nadarim is relevant for Naziros. So what is the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon? Just take a look at the Rambam. Go back a few pages in Parag Gimel. Let's begin with Parag Gimel Halacha Yabez. Actually, let's begin with Yud Aleph. Parag Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. Mish Amar Hareini Nazir La'olam. Hareini Nazir Kol Yimei Chayai. Hareini Nazir La'olam. So the person says, Meirosh, that he's a Nazir forever. Then he's a Nazir forever. Mim Amar Hareini Nazir Elof Shana. Hareini Nazir L'zman Katsuv. The Afa Pishi Yefshar Shiyachya Adam Elof Shana. Umabe Nazir Olam Nazir L'zman Katsuv. So if a person has a limited Naziris, so then there's no heter tiglachas for the entire duration of that Naziris. Nazir Olam is allowed to get a haircut once a year if there are extenuating circumstances. And when he gets his annual haircut, he has to bring karbanos at that point. If you read the psukim, you don't get the impression anywhere. But this is Medivre Kabbalah, that a Nazir Olam has a annual haircut dispensation. The Nazir Olam shenitma, hareza maybe karban tumah, megaleach teglachas tumah, kama nazir l'zman katsav. So that's the nafkin. If a person says that I'm a Nazir for 1,000 years, so even though he's not going to live 1,000 years, he still has a din of a Nazir L'zman Katsav, and therefore no hatzer to take a haircut at all. So if you say I'm a Nazir forever, then there are more kulas than if you say I'm a Nazir for 1,000 years. Nazir forever means you can take a haircut once a year and then bring karbanos. But L'zman Azeh, if there's no possibility to bring karbanos, then there's no heter of tiglachas for a Nazir Olam either. So if you have a Nazir Olam nowadays, or as we noted before, Stam Nazir nowadays has the din of a Nazir Olam because there's no possibility of bringing korban. So nowadays, any legitimate Nazir would not have a heter of tiglachas even on a annual basis. Fine, that's a Nazir Olam. Shimsha loya Nazir Gamur, Share Lanadir bin Nazir, Alamala Chifisha bin Atuma, the Ketzad Hayadina, Yasir Beyayin, Vasir Beyaklachas, Umutil Itar Lamesim, Dabriz Allah and Pikabel as well. So Nazir Shimsha, there's no restriction of Tuma. Lafikach, Mish Amarini Nazir Kishimsha, and raise the Nazir bin Ataklachas, and Ayayin Laolam, the Enemagalea Koshnam Sakodish, Kishar Nazir Olam, there's no heter of the annual haircut for Ein Nazir Shimshon, Umotir Litame Lemesim. Im Amr Lon is Kavanti El Ish Akher Shishmo Shimshon. I met the other Shimshon, Ein Nazir. Fine. So that's what, again, the Shach points out in our context, that the Rambam's din, that you have to go to Eretz Yisrael, is only relevant for Nazir Olam, not for Nazir Shimshon. But my friend claimed that he was a Nazir Olam until we were Matir his Nadir Naziris. So how do we pass on that machlokas Rambam Ravid? Doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Bloy, the Piskei Choshen, the Bris Yehuda, his last sefer that was published, it was actually published posthumously, but he had finished the manuscript before he passed away. So his last sefer is called Nidre Yaakov, which I don't think he would have named it had he been alive, but they called it Al Shmo Nidre Yaakov. So he points out there that he thinks the mashmaos of the Shach is that we pass on like the Rambam. The Shach gives a lot of press time to this Rambam, and in contrast to the Ravid, and he quotes the Ravid and the issues of the Ravid, so he thinks that we paskin, that the Shach is telling us to pass on like the Rambam, which would mean that a Nazir nowadays would be, we'd force him to go to Eretz Yisrael and live out his Naziris there. Now in this... in the Sefer, Nizius Bizman Azeh. So much of this work is quoting Mar Makomos that extol the virtues of Nazirim. He points out in Perek Gimel, that the fact that we don't have positive information about various gedolim through the generations being Nazirim doesn't mean that they weren't Nazirim. So maybe there were closet Nazirim that they don't want people to know about. So, for example, he quotes a representation, one of the Talmidei Agra, that is quoted in the Sefer Chazon Sion, the history of the Talmidei Agra. So they refer to Rabbi Yamin Mishklov, not the Pasa Shulchan, maybe a relative, or at least a landsman. So they write that this Rabbi Yamin Mishklov looked like the Hasidim Arishonim of Asikim, and he always wore a hat on his hair, on his head, and he didn't eat meat or drink wine, even on Shabbos and Yantif. So he says, if he wasn't a Nazir, why didn't he drink wine on Shabbos and Yantif? They said, did he have to drink wine on Shabbos and Yantif? It's only a Nazir that doesn't drink wine on Shabbos and Yantif. So Allah must be that he was a Nazir. And the reason he always wore a hat, because he didn't want people to know that he's a Nazir, so he covered his long hair. And then he quotes the Al-Sheikh, that the Al-Sheikh wrote wonderful things about Nazirim. So he writes, the fact that we don't know the Al-Sheikh wasn't a Nazir doesn't mean that he wasn't a Nazir. I'm not exactly sure what that all means. But that we do know that in history there were some people who, again, I don't know if the Nazirim we know of actually took formal Nedr Naziris or just Sedibli Nedr. Was the Nazir a formal Nazir? I don't know. But for some reason he wants to attribute to various authorities the at least allowance or encouragement. It happens to be that all the people he talks about were in Eretz Yisrael, so it makes sense that we probably would discourage anyone in Chutz Laaretz who's not planning on going to Eretz Yisrael to take upon themselves the Nedr Naziris because of the Rambam. But those who are nice as well, he quotes the Pasa Shulchan, saying some nice things about Nazirim as well. So he thinks that there's that which is virtuous about being a Nazir, even as Manazah, but I wouldn't recommend that for any of us. Okay, stop here.
Are people around?